Jamaica has a special relationship with the European Union, EU, one that has been in place for 40 years, starting in 1975 with the signature of the first Loan Convention. Over the 40 years of partnership and cooperation, the EU has been the largest provider of grant resources to assist in various aspects of Jamaica's social and economic development. EU projects have covered a wide range of areas, including budget support, public financial management, water supplies, building schools, justice, poverty reduction, agriculture and reconstruction after natural disasters. It also covers highway construction, tax reform, public sector modernization, drug abuse prevention, environmental protection and climate change, and healthcare, among other areas. Last year was the signing of the 11th European Development Fund, EDF, allocation to support Jamaica's medium-term socio-economic policy framework in the amount of 46 million euros. A most grateful Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller lauded the EU for its continued support over the years, citing that the ongoing partnership is critical support for Jamaica's social transformation and economic growth agenda.
The EU's contributions to the many facets of Jamaica's development go beyond EDF program activities. The EU has been a consistent partner, helping Jamaica to navigate and cushion these drastic changes, especially as it relates to the banana and our sugar industries.
The EU has been a significant partner in the government's ongoing efforts to transform the sugar industry. Mrs. Simpson-Miller says the Sugar Transformation Program has been important in the overall goal of poverty reduction. Under the program, more than 5,000 sugar workers and small cane farmers who were displaced as a result of the sugarcane sector divestment have been provided with assistance.
I remain thankful for the support of the EU for Jamaica Sugar Estates Barracks Relocation Project to move families involving some 900 persons from deplorable living conditions in old plantation barracks to their own modern houses.
The government earlier this month received budget support payments from the EU totaling $2.3 billion to support debt reduction, growth enhancement and poverty reduction in sugar-dependent areas in keeping with the commitments of the Government of Jamaica under the National Economic Reform Program. This building on the long-standing program of support to Jamaica.
I believe these payments represent a vote of confidence by the EU in the government's successful implementation of the Economic Reform Program. The European Union and the Government of Jamaica are in agreement on the urgency of further reducing the national debt, increasing the rate and level of economic growth, and continuing to improve the standard of living of the Jamaican people.
Mrs. Simpson-Miller has pledged the government's commitment to doing its part to ensure the preservation and expansion of the social and economic gains achieved so far. Notably, Jamaica was recently adjudged by the World Bank and Forbes magazine as the best country in the Caribbean in which to do business. Prime Minister credits the support of partners like the EU, pointing to the country's gains in improving the business environment, increasing competitiveness, and removing barriers to trade.
I believe that with a broad national consensus and international support of trusted partners like the EU, we will achieve our goal of improving the lives of our people and bringing lasting prosperity to Jamaica, land we love.
The European Union, EU, is an amalgamation of 28 independent states based on European communities and founded to enhance political, economic, and social cooperation.
At Mocha, we got an intelligence report on a dangerous suspect we were trying to apprehend for some time. We had reason to believe he was planning to leave the island. So we immediately sent an alert and current profile of the suspect to immigration.
And as fate would have it, I was the one on duty when he was trying to leave. We were able to work with Mocha to successfully apprehend the suspect. I am Alicia Fullwood of PICA.
I am Kevin Watson from Mocha. And together we are working
to keep our country safe.
The Ministry of National Security. One nation, one mission.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.